Blog Talk Radio.
Good evening and welcome to Transformation Begins With You. Hi, I'm your host, Chris Meadows, and I'm here from Indianapolis, Indiana, Harvest Girls International, Incorporated. And we're glad that you joined us this evening. Hopefully where you are, it's very sunny. It's getting there in Indy. Indy has that weather that's kind of strange. One day it's hot, the next day it's cool. And so we're in the cool stage of the spring right now. Thank you for coming on to Transformation Begins With You. Transformation Begins With You is sponsored by Harvest Girls International. Harvest Girls International is a women's empowerment organization designed to empower women and young girls ages 9 through 17 to succeed and to give young girls the power to dream. Today's title, we're going to be talking about a woman's worth. We're going to talk about empowering women to be real with themselves, to find out her real worth. Life has many roles for a woman, but does she really know her real worth to herself, to her family, and to her community? And we want to empower women with self-worth and self-discovery today. So just welcome to the show. As I was preparing for this show, I was just thinking about a woman's worth, and of course I couldn't help but think about Alicia Keys' song, A Woman's Worth. In the chorus, she says, a real man knows a real woman when he sees her and tries to please her. But in essence, what she was saying, through all the song, that she knew that the man knew what she was worth. And, you know, some of us are diamonds and pearls and rubies and sapphires, and we're all different types of gems, but we're all valuable and we're all worth something because of who made us. And we know that we're made in the image of God, or maybe you don't even know that. So what is a woman's worth and how is it measured? We want to get started today, tonight, this evening, and to get right into it. And I just want to say to the women out there that's listening and to the men that are listening, I just want to say I've been through some challenges in my life. And the first thing in my life that has always been challenged in some of those trials and tribulations have been my worth. What am I worth? And I remember a time in my life when I was going through a divorce and I was going through depression and I was going through several problems that were plaguing my soul. And I had some health issues as well. And the first thing that was attacked in my spirit was my worth. And I remember so clearly during those times that I would go to the shopping mall and I would buy my children clothes and I would buy my mom things or my dad or I'd buy my friends things. And I would get to myself and I would have one pair of earrings and I would put them in the basket. And by the time I left the store, I took the earrings out of the basket because I did not feel that I was worthy of those earrings. And the reason why I didn't feel worthy is because I felt like I had been so attacked in my life and in my soul and in my spirit that there was a worthlessness there. And I said in my spirit after I recovered and God gave me a breakthrough when I was trying to have a breakdown, I said that I wanted to create a venue for women that they can go to, that they would not have to go through what I went through. Maybe I can speak a word. Maybe I could empower someone to be able to pick themselves back up and dust themselves off. And in return or exchange for that, they would empower another woman or another person. So that's why today it is so important to me to talk about a woman's worth. You know, there is a identity crisis among women. You know, we're kind of always in competition sometime at some point or another in our lives with each other or with the world or what the images are that we see in the world. You know, we're in competition a lot of times with the ads. We're in identity crisis about our bodies and about our hair and about the way we look, and plastic surgery is on the rise, and you know, just so many things are going on because it's so much focus on what we look like on the outside. But the American woman remains in crisis. Now, the propaganda is designed to incite relentlessness, if not revolution, in continually repackaging a woman's appeal over and over again into her insecurities, into her sense of worthlessness, and to covert or overt desire for power. We struggle with power in gaining that self-control in ourselves to feel powerful because we look great, we feel great because we look great, and it's all about what we look like is what we feel like. And God says it so simply in Genesis 1 and 27. He says that, you know, we were created. God created man in his own image. In the image of God, he created him. Male and female, he created them. And so we were created in the image of God, in the image of our manufacturer, if you will. And so the identity crisis is resolved right there if we attack that scripture and believe it and hold on to it. But visually, we are sometimes led down the wrong road to believe that we don't look good enough and we're just not good enough. But God says that we are because he created us, and we're made out of good stock. God, as they say in the world, don't make no junk. And so if you were created by God, which you were, if you're here alive and breathing today, you are fearfully and wonderfully made. That means God took time to make you and to shape you and to arrange you. And there's nothing wrong with you now the way you are. What may be wrong with you now is that you have not tapped in to the greatness of God. And so I just wanted to say that. In Genesis 5, 1 and 2, God says when he created man, he made him in his likeness and in his image. And he created male and female and blessed them. And that's where we are today. We're blessed. We're blessed creatures of God. And although situations and circumstances may arise, that does not take away from the blessings that we can walk in God, our Creator. I want to talk a little bit also about the words that come out of our mouth and the names that we have as women. You know, we're called some horrible things in today's world. And I believe that every woman in the world is worth more than the names that we're being called in some of the songs and some of the rap music and just by our spouses or our boyfriends or our girlfriends. You know, name calling was always forbidden in my home growing up because I didn't understand it's just a name. Sticks and stones may break my bones, but words will never harm me, but they do. It's what comes out of your mouth that defiles you. And so I want to tell you today, you're better than any name that you're being called that does not describe you as being an awesome woman of God. If you're being called a name that does not represent you to the highest level, you do not have to receive it. You do not have to take it. I want to talk about this name. The word woman translated to English from Hebrew is Isha, which means out of man. Now, don't you think it's a little strange that even though we may not have known it, you hear the word Maisha, Kanisha, Kanisha. The word Isha means out of man because woman was taken out of man. And then Adam called her Shava, translated to mean life, which is Eve in the English translation. So it means out of man, Isha. And Shava, Eve, the giver of life. So we were born to live. Our identity started right there in that garden. We were born to live. We were born to have life, and that life more abundantly. We were never intended to have a self-centered identity. We were expected to have a God-centered identity. Just for instance, let me use this for an example. When my car malfunctions, I don't take it to the neighbor's car for an analyst and repair. I don't take it to another car. I refer it to the manufacturer. And that's the way we are with God. He has a manual on us. And that manual describes his intention for that particular car and how it operates when you go to the dealer. You go to the dealer, and they know exactly how that car is to operate and what is wrong with that car and what it would take to get that car up and running to its full capacity. That's how God is with us as women. He knows exactly how we are. We're all made different, but he knows exactly how we are because he is the manufacturer. And so when we have those issues and we need those repairs, and we don't have to go to another car, but we can go to God, and we can tell God, I need you to fix me. I need you to fix me because you are the master builder. You are my manufacturer. And so we want God to be the one that we go to fix us up and to turn us around. He is the one that knows what we're worth. When you go to a car dealer, you say, my car might be worth $8,000 or $9,000, but when you go to the dealer, he knows exactly how much that car is worth. And so that's what we want to do. We want to go to God because he knows what we're worth, and what we're worth is far greater than what we ever could imagine. Our identity rests on the fact that we were created in the image of God, in his likeness. We have his genetics in our bodies. Just for example, I want you to understand that. My mom, she tells me all the time, she says, my dad has passed in 2008, and my mom tells me all the time, you look just like your father. She said, you remind me of him, you walk like him. Although I'm a female, I look just like my father. I have strong genetics from my dad. And so that's the way we are with God. We look like our father on the inside. We look identical to him on the inside. We have his genetics. As I said before, we're made of good stock. And I just want to ask you today, are you a female or are you a woman? And I know you say, well, what is the difference? Well, by gender, you may be female. And if you live long enough, you'll keep developing as a female as you grow. But to be a woman, it takes development, empowerment, passion, purpose, inspiration, and determination to be teachable, an instinct to nurture others and to be insightful, developing wisdom, and then woman enough to pass all that on to someone else. I'm excited about being a woman. I remember as a little girl, I used to wear my mother's high heel pumps and put her pearls on because I wanted to be a woman. And I love being female because I love how God made me. And so I'm excited about it. But sometimes we have fears growing into womanhood. And that's what we need to teach our young girls, how confident they need to be in being a woman. Not what the videos say that they need to be, but what God says they need to be through another woman teaching a girl how to be a woman. Sometimes we have fears of inadequacy and fears that we don't fit in, and there's peer pressure for young girls, and even for grown women, there's peer pressure. But, we have a way that God has given us. We have this confidence that God gives us to be able to know who we are just by reading his word, practicing his word, studying his word, and just reaching more and more out for him to show us who we really are. I had a reply on the Facebook saying that people use different measuring cups to measure a woman's worth. Absolutely. But it's what measuring cup that I use that is my worth. It's not what you say about me, but it's what I say about me, and even more what God says about me. And I just want to read this little poem, and I have a guest that I'm going to bring on in a little bit, and we're just going to chit-chat. But right, I want to get through the point I want to make first about a woman's worth, and I'm going to bring one of my board members on, and we're just going to chit-chat about a woman's worth because I want to get someone else's perspective on it. But I want to read you this poem that I thought was very enlightening. It was written by a woman, and I just want you to kind of listen because it really touched me, and I've used it several times. It's called Our Deepest Fear. Our deepest fear is not that we are inadequate. Our deepest fear is that we are powerful beyond measure. It is our light, not our darkness, that most frightens us. We ask ourselves, who am I to be brilliant, gorgeous, talented, fabulous? Actually, who are you not to be? You are a child of God. Your playing small does not serve the world. There is nothing enlightening about shrinking so that other people won't feel insecure around you. We are all meant to shine, as children do. We were born to make manifest the glory of God that is within us. It's not just in some of us. It is in everyone. And as we let our own light shine, we unconsciously give others, people, permission to do the same. As we are liberated from our own fear, our presence automatically liberates others. I love that. Marianne Williamson from A Return to Love. Women's life should consist of fun. It should be meaningful, enlightening, stimulating, strengthening, empowering, and most of all, it should be purposeful. And I'm just so excited that we had a chance, Harvest Girls International had a chance to speak to you today about a woman's worth. And I'm just going to bring my caller on the line. And when I bring my caller on the line, I just want her to circle southward. And she's on the board of directors. She's on the volunteer board of Harvest Girls International. And Crystal, are you there?
Yes.
Hi, Crystal. I'm so glad you came on. Crystal and I are actually live. We're sitting here together. This is the first time that I'm talking and looking at the person that I'm talking to. So I don't know if you all are hearing a reverb that I'm hearing, but I may have Crystal go in the other room, and then that way we won't get an echo. And so, but we are live here at the Harvest Girls International office, and so we're just going to talk about a woman's worth. Crystal, have you been listening to what I've been saying? And I just want to know if you can just tell me. First of all, let's say hi to all the people out there. Crystal, are you there?
Hello?
Oh, hi. Just say hi to everyone out there and just tell them a little bit about yourself.
Hi, everyone. My name is Crystal Southward, and I am excited to be here tonight. I work for Work One. I am an employment and training advisor, and my main goal is to help people find full-time employment.
Wow, that's great, and that's an empowering position that you have. So, you know, Harvest Girls is all about empowering women to succeed, and so that's an empowering position. And you also serve as on the executive volunteer board for Harvest Girls International. So we're just glad to have you. She's a newbie on the block, and so I just kind of stuck her on the radio tonight, and so I told her it'd just be like talking to your girlfriend, having a conversation. So, Crystal, just give me a little bit, feedback about what you just heard on the radio talking about tonight. Can you just give me a little feedback about a woman's worth?
I think that's an awesome subject. As women, we so often have to deal with so much. And especially in today's society, you have to know who you are because there's so many people who will try to define you if you don't know who you are. I, too, have gone through a divorce. And it did a lot to me mentally, but, you know, through the grace of God, I survived it. And I always told myself that I wouldn't never allow anyone to define who I am but Christ. But it's a process that you have to go through, and I think a lot of times, too, it has to do with your environment, who you surround yourself with as well.
Absolutely, Crystal. Keep going. You're sounding real good. Tell me some of the steps that you got your worth back, because I know some of the steps that I took, but tell me some of the steps that you used to get your worth back.
One thing that I've done, like I said before, I had to surround myself with people, with girlfriends who really were there to support me, who weren't there to judge me, but was really there to support me. And then I also had to just really stay on my knees and continue to pray and ask God just to get me through that situation and just continue to live and then, you know, realize who I am and attending church and just being around positive people, just around positive environment. So that's some of the things that I had to do. But I think it's so important to stay around true people who's going to lift you up instead of put you down. I think that is so important.
Yeah, and it's also important to be around people who speak truth in your life. Because so many times you can walk around with something on and then you look real crazy, and your girlfriends will lie to you and say, girl, you look good, but they don't want to hurt your feelings. And they may not, and some of them want you to look crazy. But the thing is, you want people who speak truth in your life. I want somebody, if I'm looking crazy, I want you to tell me I'm crazy because I'm looking crazy. Because this is the thing. When I was trying to get my worth back, because I couldn't find it, I really, literally was out there not feeling the worth that I knew, the value that I was worth. Because I'm telling you, I was a young girl who grew up. I was on the honor roll. I was a cheerleader. I was a debate and speech coach. I was coaching my own peers. I was winning. I had the confidence when I walked in the room. I changed the atmosphere. And one day, as I got older and I was growing, I got married, I had kids, and stuff started to happen, and things started to shift. And I said, what has happened? Who am I? Why do I feel like I'm worthless? What happened? And what I found out, because some women will say, you saying all this, but how did you get that back? Praying and all that, I done done that. I done prayed. I done said. But let me say something. If you say you've done it and it didn't work, you didn't do it. I'm telling you, if you get in the face of God, and it's not just about getting in his face. Let me say this. You got to make up your mind that you want the best for you. This is what happened to me. I got to a place, like I said, I felt so worthless. And I did not know how to get my worth back. I started journaling, writing about myself, because I was desperate. I didn't know. I started writing about myself. I started reading books. I started listening to whoever was saying a positive word. I was holding on to them for dear life. And I tell you, one sister that came into my life, and she was speaking a word. I never heard a motivational speaker in person before. Dr. Jewel Diamond Taylor came to Light of the World Christian Church in Indianapolis. I think it was back in the 90s. And she spoke something I had never heard before. And the thing that resonated in my spirit was, you are too blessed to be stressed. And I bought the book. I read it. I just started trying to find my way back. And you just have to find your way back. Do you make mistakes finding your way back? Yes, you do. Do you make mistakes trying to find your worth? Yes, you do. My worth wasn't about money, because I had a good job. I had an excellent job. It wasn't about money. It wasn't about what I had. It was about what I was trying to get to on the inside of me. And Dr. Jewel Diamond Taylor, who's going to be one of our presenters at our Mother's Day event at Light of the World Christian Church with Harvest Girls International as sponsors, she spoke life into me. Her books turned my life around. And I was literally at the end of my rope when she came to the church and she spoke a word of hope. Do not give up. Your life is not over because somebody left you. Your life is not over because you don't have a job or you don't have any money or you feel defeated. Your life is not over because you still have breath in you. You can turn it around. I did not hear those words until she spoke them out into the audience, and I just grabbed hold to those words, and I just started finding my way back, Crystal, just finding my worth back. And so it's not an easy walk. It depends on how far down the totem pole you get. It's not an easy walk. But let me say this about worth. You can never pay for how worth the worth that God has on your life. There's not enough money in the world that God loves you so much that he died for you. He died, and he died so that you could have life more abundantly. And if you don't quite get that, then I ask you to get to a church, get to a pastor, and let them explain it to you more abundantly. But I'm saying, you know, you're going to have bad days. You're going to have good days. You're going to have days where things don't. Is that right, Crystal?
We still have
bad days. But here's the difference in the bad days and what they used to be. The difference is that we know how to shun all that off. We know our worth. We know it's a lie. that if, okay, today's a bad day, I had a terrible day today, oh, but tomorrow's going to be better. And even though that day did not kill me, if it does not kill me, this is my saying, if it does not kill you, it'll make you strong. So I'm going to learn a life lesson out of every bad day that I have, because that's going to set me up for a good day. Because my pastor said every setback is a setup for a comeback. And so you can come back and you can turn it around. Your worth is not valued in dollars. It's not valued in what type of ring the man put on your hand, even though we would like, yeah, we like to have a nice platinum diamond ring. I get that. But that's not the worth I'm talking about. The worth, nobody can put the self-worth in you unless you and God get together on that. And it's almost identical a little bit to low self-esteem. Self-esteem, the difference in low self-esteem is that you don't think anything good about yourself. I felt good about myself. I just didn't know how to get my worth level up because I didn't know what was going on. But what I found out was going on, that I felt so worthless, is because I had poured out everything that I had to my husband, to my family, to my children, to my church, and I never went back and filled up. I just kept pouring out. That may not be your situation. You may have gotten caught up in a bad childhood. You may have got where you got to, you were called names or you were beat upon, or you may have some situations of that nature. You may have a situation where you just had a bad marriage where it was an abuse. I have girlfriends who've been abused and their self-worth is just not good, but now they're learning how to bring that up because you have to, God has something that he puts in you that he wants you to seek him because he's everything that you need. If you feel like you can't make it, if you feel like you're down, you can make it. You can make it because God said, I came that you might have life and more abundantly. You are fearfully and wonderfully made. Even though my heart was totally broken because I did not want a divorce, but, you know, somebody don't stay with you, you know, you can't be married to the heir. So when I got a divorce, I said, Lord, I said, I really didn't want to get a divorce. But God said, look, this is what I'm saying to you. It ain't about him. It's about you and me. And so you got to get with God on any situation. It does not matter what it is. You got to get with God, and you got to be able to work it out. That's all I can say. The Bible says work out your own salvation with fear and trembling. You've got to be able to work it out. So I'm just going to ask Crystal to come back on one more time. And are you still there, Crystal?
Yes.
Okay, I just want you to come back on one more time. We got 2 minutes left. And I just want you to talk about the workshops that we're going to have a little bit. Now, we're going to have May the 7th and 8th, Friday and Saturday. We're going to have a Mother's Day weekend celebration with Dr. Jewel Diamond Taylor, Dr. Elon Bamani, and Pat Calloway Hill. And we're going to have a special guest, Bishop T. Garrett Benjamin Jr., on Saturday for women only. And all of that is for $20, $20, because we want it to be a blessing to the women and so they can bring their mothers and daughters, and this is for everybody. So, Crystal, just say to the ladies how excited you are about it. Maybe it will excite them.
I am so excited. I went to the event in October, I believe, and it just changed my life. It was so awesome. It made me want to be more involved with the organization and just volunteer more and just to help empower women. It was an awesome, awesome event. You do not want to miss this event. It would change your life.
Right, absolutely, because I'm a testimony that it did change my life several years ago when I heard Dr. Taylor speak. Now, if you want more information on this event, it doesn't matter if you're in Indy or if you're out of state. We have rooms and everything set up where you can get hotels and all of that. Just go to the website, www.harvestgirls.webs, that's WEBS.com. Again, that's www.harvestgirls.webs.com. And there's a full page of information there. And so we just thank God for you today. And I hope you know that you're worth more than diamonds and rubies and pearls, and that you're worth more than money could ever buy, because you were created by the Creator. And he loves you, and I love you. I don't know you, but I love you in my spirit as a woman. I love all women, and I know we're all different. But I know that God is going to do something wonderful in your life. He's going to turn it around if you trust him. Until next time, may God keep you is my prayer.